You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles 98.7 FM, Santa Barbara. All over the world at kpfk.org. My name is Michael Barnes. The name of the show is Melting Pot, here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. here at KPFK. This Sunday, we have a packed show. This is the end of the month, so all on vinyl, as is customary at the end of the month. And have a special guest DJ set from a proper DJ going to grace you this week. Music Man Miles of Breakestra, Funky Soul, and Root Down fame will be here pretty shortly to lay some really funky stuff on you. And also, in the second hour, should be right at the top of the second hour, have a performance and interview that we recorded with LA band La Sera just before they split for Europe for a little tour. La Sera is a brand new band featuring Kickball Katie from Vivian Girls, so that'll be coming up at the top of the second hour. And until then, I'll play you a little music until bring Miles on up. Here is something in solidarity with those fighting for freedom around the world, but particularly in Egypt and other parts of Africa and the so-called Middle East. So here is music from Max Roach, J.C. White Singers, Let Thy People Go, here for you on Melting Pot, KPFK 90.7 FM.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM, Melting Pot, and we just had music from the Village Soul Choir from a 7-inch on the Abbott record label. The name of the song was The Catwalk. Ahead of that, music from the Derek Lawrence Statement, I Am the Preacher, the name of the track, also on a 45 on the Bell record label. We had music from Eddie Palmieri from a record called Sentido. The song that you heard from that was Condiciones que Existen. And start things off in solidarity with the people of Egypt and many other places. Max Roach and the J.C. White Singers, Let Thy People Go, the name of the track from an amazing record called Lift Every Voice and Sing. In the background right now, music from 24 Karat Black, 24 Karat Black theme, which I thought would be a nice little instrumental to get things started just before we have a guest set from Music Man Miles, who is one of the founding members of Breakestra and also DJs at a couple of nights that you should really know about, Funky Soul and also The Root Down. And he's going to do a guest set for us right now, and let's see if he is ready to go. Okay, so I'm going to fade things out and give it over to Miles. So Music Man Miles with a guest set here on KPFK's Melting Pot for you.
You know, brother and sister, there are some things a man gotta do. No matter how it seems to others, when he carry that load, that heavy load, to have a little pay. Come the end of the week, you have to let it all hang out, no matter what the people might say. Dig, I tell you, there's nothing like a neighborhood, a little individual sound that makes you feel so good when you're stepping out. Hey, yeah, baby, baby. We'll be right back.
Get back. Let me do my thing. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Hit it. Ha. I can't play it. Through.
Sabe aonde estou? dress my mind. Thunder, lightning, help me unwind. It's exciting trying to find ways to get her out of my head. Lightning strike me this time, this place, or it might be just one more case of the Latin blues. If I had time, cares and worries all left behind, then I'm sure I'd
things ending on a slightly surprising Latin tip right there from Music Man Miles and guest DJ Set, and he's in the studio with me right now. Thanks so much for putting that set together, man.
Oh, pleasure, man. Pleasure. You know, it's always difficult trying to figure out what you're going to select. I was mentioning earlier when you're going to when you're just selecting sounds and you're not worrying about you know, songs that are for the dance floor. It opens up the options tenfold.
Yeah.
How much stuff is just stuff you could just vibe with and just to select, you know? And not, I mean, for you, I can imagine, considering how far and wide you dig into music, it probably, it's like a, I'm sure, a serious trial tribulation considering how far, how many different sounds you're
going
to do on the show. But yeah, no, even now, I was just like, today I was just trying to figure out, like, what am I gonna pull out from here? Like, I'd like to pull out the stuff that I would never play, but you know, you got to grab those some of those jams. Like the I started off with some Baton Rouge, Louisiana funk by special request on a Sunday from my friend Natasha out there, and that's Lionel Robinson, Stepping Out. That is some serious precursor to some bounce Southern funk from 1971 or two, I think, from Lionel Robinson down there. And what else I get into? I got into some John Edwards, If I Don't Lose My Head, Weiss Records out of Chicago. I love that track. And Let's see. Of course, James Brown, Let a Man Come In and Do the Popcorn. Yeah. One and two. That's probably one of my favorite all-around James Brown LPs. The It's a New Day, Let a Man Come In. I love that record.
Yeah.
It's got so many good jams on it. And the band that was busting on it. I think Bootsy might have been on that record. I'm not sure, actually. I got to double check it. I think Bootsy was on that
record. I think it's right about that time.
Yeah. The first record he did, like studio record.
Uh-huh.
And then I've got into the Doc Tarries. That's the Daptone, well, actually originally Desco, but what would later on become Gabe Roth's and Neil Sugarman's Daptone Records. The Doc Tarries was Afro-funk project they did. And the kind of undercover made it seem like it was an actual record from, you know, a funk record from.
Yeah,
Africa.
I know that record faked out a lot of people.
Yeah. And a friend, after that record came out, I saw a friend play just this cover of James Brown, you know, Pee Wee Ellis in the Middle. I think it's Pee Wee Ellis in the Middle. It's James Brown production, James Brown band, instrumental. And I heard my friend play this record that was the Doc Tarries doing an Afro, kind of Afrobeat funk cover of it, and I was like, you gotta be kidding. So I had to trek all the way out to Bushwick, out to Brooklyn, down to the Daptone Studios and cop it off of Gabe Roth, but he was a kind gentleman and shared the funk with me. And let's see, after that, not sure if that's where I brought it out to, I think that's Brazil. Claudette Suarez. That's a record that my man DJ Clifton from Funky Soul and Underground, but he is my partner in Funky Soul each and every Saturday night, and that's a record that Claudette Suarez, Sexy Shirley record. That particular record he turned me on to. I got to give respect and credit due to the man. He always selects good sounds each and every Saturday night up there. I'm going to plug it at the Echo for free. Michael Barnes got down just a couple weeks ago, put it down.
And that was a big time pleasure. I mean, it's a great crowd, and people come out every Saturday night to hear quality tunes, top shelf material. I mean, it's just kind of like the kind of dream matchup, if you think about it, in a lot of cases, especially for that style of music, you know. So
yeah, it's absolutely a blessing. I've been doing it for now, kind of over 10 years. I've been doing this funk party, and I still look forward to it, excited every Saturday to get there and play those sounds and hear the sounds friends share and the whole thing. People getting off on these root sound music that does not get played really any other place in LA. It'd be great if it did.
Yeah.
I would be happy, you know, but there's not that many spots that do that, you know. And it's always cool to keep, you know, new music out there on the dance floor. But you always got to, you know, he's got to respect and keep the foundation alive as well.
Yeah. When did you start really digging for, you know, like rare funky things? I know you come from a musical family, but where did you like really start getting into crate digging?
I didn't really start what you would call crate digging and, you know, an armchair digging on eBay and all that, you know. I didn't start buying records really until probably the 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing it for about 10, 11 years.
Yeah, pretty much that whole time Funky Soul's been going on.
Yeah, it was, well, yeah, so it was just like right before, started Funky Soul, because I was doing a party called The Root Down, which was a precursor, well, it predated it, and that came after the breaks, and in that capacity, I was the promoter, and I was, at the breaks, I was the, co-promoter with some good cats, and I put together the breakestra for that particular event. It was like it all kind of came together as one, and I wasn't DJing at all, And even though I did make beats a few years before that, I mean, yeah, actually, got even yeah, many good few years before that, made beats for MC named T Love, and a couple, you know, I just that was something I loved doing, and I would sample. You know, some records, a lot of records I just grabbed from my dad's collection. And of course, his foundation, Ultimate Breaks and Beats compilations, you know.
Yeah.
And then whatever I could, and then a little bit here and there, but I really didn't get into that digging until having the Root Down as a functional party.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just jumped back the breaks happened, and after about a year of doing that thing, we shut it down, and me and my friend Carlos Guayco Los Lito, we started up the Root Down as a night for, you know, DJs playing variety of sounds, hip hop, you know, funk, whatever, rare groove, and seeing the DJs that every Thursday night inspired me to get more interested in you know, buying records and bringing records, actually, and spinning records early, you know. So I just kind of like dipped my foot in the water, and eventually, you know, like every person who collects records and DJs knows, it's addictive and it gets into your skin. The next thing you know, is more money, more time, and you know, it just becomes part of your life.
Yeah, it seems that, I mean, especially with you, given, you know, the style that Breakister plays, it'd be a natural kind of outgrowth from that. Just to get more and more material to kind of then rework and work into the band.
Yeah, that's interesting. You're pointing that out, because I have had incidents of, basically, I've had like the experience where it goes both ways. Sometimes I'll be putting together a DJ set and putting records that, and I go, oh wait, that could go with that, and I could try that live. And then the same thing as well from working stuff out with Breakister. I go, wait, that, you know, I could try that. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But they do. They both kind of can inspire each other.
Cool.
DJing and putting together, arranging the sets for Breakister.
Cool. Do we have some new music from Breakister coming up on the horizon, maybe?
Not right now. No, okay. If anything, I'm working on. I'm not sure. I'm kind of clearing the table when it comes to like with this, you know, working on writing and creating and new music. Yeah. I put a record about a year ago called Dusk Till Dawn. And,
yeah.
You know, and been touring, still doing some, you know, touring.
You guys got a show coming up pretty soon here
in
LA, right?
Breakister is bringing it back to LA live on stage at the Echo on a Thursday night. And Root Down's presenting it, and it's going to be along with Simple Citizens opening up. Good live soulful jazz hip-hop group.
Okay.
And DJ Jedi is going to be in the mix holding down sounds. And Breakister is going to bring it back.
Cool.
Hopefully get some, always try to change up the sets, you know, get some different material in there.
Indeed.
Sure. But yeah, it will definitely be. It'll definitely be a different set.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, people can catch you over at Funky Soul every Saturday at the Echo. There's no cover for that, and it's just a, you know, a dynamite time.
Yeah, man. Thank you for blessing us and coming through.
Thank you for coming through with the records as well, man. Really appreciate it.
Of course.
Guest been Music Man Miles of Breakister, Funky Soul, and Root Down Fame. And if you missed that guest DJ set, I'll have it archived on my blog, Melting Pot Blog, probably later on tomorrow. So thanks again, once again, for coming in, Miles.
Of course, man.
All right, you are listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. Just after a couple of messages, we're going to have a performance and interview that we recorded with Lacera. So stay tuned for that as well here at KPFK.
This is the Deacon speaking on the weekend, the Prince of Paninis, the J.C. Penney big and tall model, Mr. Abraham Beltran, telling you to tune in each and every Saturday night right here on KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and streaming around the globe at kpfk.org, bringing you the freshest fantasticness each and every Saturday night, midnight to 2 a.m., Soundwaves Radio, the soundtrack of the World Wide Web, with the co-hostess with the mostest, the queen of cool, Miss Cecilia, and the eclectic music provider, DJ Sean O. Again, we invite you each and every Saturday night, midnight to 2 a.m., right here on KPFK.